Yesterday's snowstorm had many drivers white-knuckling their way home during rush hour. Unfortunately, there were accidents and stranded motorists placing calls to 911 and assuming that help would soon be on the way. If you're near UNH, the people rushing to the scene would likely be volunteers. McGregor Memorial EMS, a nonprofit organization, has been delivering emergency medical services to Durham, Lee, Madbury, and UNH since 1968. In this season of generosity, we're looking at people who give of themselves all year round. Today, volunteer first responders.
I'm Bill Cody. I'm the executive director for McGregor Memorial EMS. We're proudly celebrating our 45th year of continuous EMS service to Durham, Lee, Madbury, and the University of New Hampshire. We have six paid staff people, and we have a roster of 70 volunteers. We're going to go over 2,000 responses this year, and we are incredibly busy.
I'm Adam Raphael. I'm 22 years old. I am a fifth-year senior, and I've been a member here since fall of 2011. The first time, you know, I walked through the ER doors, like, my world changed because just the amount of focus that was going on through the doctors and all the other EMS people that were bringing patients in, it connected bridges for me, and it made it all worth it. I think the medical aspect of it for me is just being in a situation where you walk in a room and someone who's in their worst moment looks at you for help.
My name's Chris Lumlin. I became a volunteer with McGregor in 2001 when I was a UNH student. I'm 31 years old now, but I've never quite been able to leave McGregor. It's just kind of held me here.
Tone test for McGregor EMS.
One of the coolest things about EMS is that you never quite know where you're going to end up. And so I can be in some of the nicest houses in New Hampshire in one moment and then be in a college dormitory the next moment and be somewhere completely else, you know, later on that day. And so it's a lot of fun because you do get to have that full range of society and interact and help all sorts of different people.
Hello, my name is Stephanie Lane, 35 years old. Well, no, I'll be 35 in March, so not yet, but soon. I actually, for quite a while, worked at McDonald's. I just had a career there. I worked there for 16 years. I actually still currently work there part-time. And then I finally decided that it was time to pursue my interest in the medical field. So I was like, well, I'll go be an EMT. That sounds like that'd be a cool thing to do, volunteer. And then I got my EMT basic license 3 years ago and really liked it. So I continued to volunteer here at McGregor. And then the next thing I know, I was like, oh, this is really nice. I'm going to go to paramedic school. So I'm actually currently just finished my first semester of paramedic school. And hopefully in 2 years, I'll have my paramedic license and I'll be able to do this full time.
A tone test only of the on-duty page.
I think that this is one of the most meaningful things that most people are ever going to do. It really is an opportunity to touch people and members of our community at a time when they really need help, and that's truly an honor. I think the other thing is that the community within McGregor, the people that we work with, and I would include that to the area of fire departments and police departments, and are just, everyone's heart is in the right place. Everyone is in it for the same mission, and people just do a terrific job of pulling that mission off.
Thanks to Emily Corwin for gathering audio of the McGregor Memorial EMS volunteers. You can learn more about the 40-year-old organization and see photos of its volunteers at wordofmouthradio.org.